Assessing mechanism, risks of semaglutide, the weight loss drug credited by Elon Musk. Ozempic and Wegovy, launched by the Danish pharmaceutical company Novo Nordisk, have received much praise on social media outlets as magic weight loss drugs by some people who are keen to lose weight. They both contain semaglutide as the main ingredient. Tesla CEO Elon Musk once said on Twitter that in addition to paying attention to his diet, he also used Ozempic and Wegovy, which is one of the secrets to his successful 30-pound weight loss. Semaglutide is a drug known for being a glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonist. It mimics the natural hormone GLP-1 released when eating, which can delay gastric emptying, promote satiety, reduce appetite, and control blood sugar levels by regulating insulin secretion. But it also has side effects, such as headache, dizziness, fatigue, and gastrointestinal issues. Semaglutide for weight loss. Ozempic, originally designed to treat type 2 diabetes, was approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration in 2017. The medication is used to help control and lower blood sugar levels for diabetics but also has weight loss effects. According to a study, from 2009 to 2020, the prevalence of diabetes in adults aged 20 to 44 in the United States increased from 3% to 4.1%, and the obesity rate increased from 32.7% to 40.9%. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, people who are overweight equal to or more than 25 or obese are at higher risk for several serious diseases than people of normal weight, such as heart disease, high blood pressure, stroke, type 2 diabetes, sleep apnea, and certain cancers. In a 2016 study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, researchers randomized 3,297 patients with type 2 diabetes on a standard treatment regimen to receive once-weekly subcutaneous injections of semaglutide or a placebo for approximately 2 years. Among patients with type 2 diabetes at high cardiovascular risk, those who received semaglutide had a 26% lower risk of non-fatal myocardial infarction and a 26% lower risk of non-fatal stroke compared with those in the placebo group, the study found. Compared with the placebo group, mean body weight was 2.9 kg and 4.3 kg lower in the semaglutide 0.5 mg and 1 mg groups, respectively. Patients treated with semaglutide also had a reduced risk of nephropathy, but a significantly increased risk of retinopathy. Mechanism of action of semaglutide. Hormones are chemical messengers that coordinate different functions in the body, sending messages through the blood to the organs, skin, muscles, and other tissues. Hormones and most of the tissues that produce and release them make up the body's endocrine system. During eating, the body produces hormones to help digestion, including glucagon-like peptide 1. GLP-1 is a gut hormone that is released into the bloodstream after eating and stimulates insulin secretion by enhancing the insulinotropic effect of glucose. GLP-1 receptors are abundant in many tissues of the human body. GLP-1 acts directly on the pancreatic endocrine glands, heart, stomach, and brain, while semaglutide mimics the GLP-1 hormone through the following three key mechanisms to exert its influence on body weight. Stimulate insulin secretion and inhibit glucagon secretion, thereby reducing blood sugar levels. Insulin is the hormone that lowers blood sugar levels, while glucagon is the hormone that raises blood sugar levels. A GLP-1 analog, semaglutide increases incretin levels, helping the body produce more insulin when needed, and also suppresses the amount of glucose produced by the liver. Slow down the speed of gastric digestion and emptying of food, effectively prolonging the feeling of fullness after meals, so that you will not eat too much. Studies have shown that GLP-1 can delay gastric emptying and intestinal motility in both healthy and obese people, as well as in patients with type 2 diabetes. Interact with the part of the brain that suppresses appetite and signals satiety, thereby reducing food intake. In a large clinical trial published in the New England Journal of Medicine in 2021, 1,961 overweight or obese adults without diabetes were randomly assigned in a 2-to-1 ratio. One group received a 2.4 mg subcutaneous injection of semaglutide, and the other group received a similar amount of placebo once a week for 68 weeks. The trials were combined with a low-calorie diet and exercise. It was found that patients taking semaglutide lost 14.9% of their body weight, compared with a 2.4% weight loss in those taking the placebo. Based on these studies, the FDA approved Ozempic's sister product, Wegovy, in 2021 for use in people who are obese or overweight, and those who are trying to lose weight. However, semaglutide is not without side effects. Side effects and caveats in taking semaglutide. The side effects of semaglutide are mild compared with the complications brought about by overweight and obesity, according to the University of California, Los Angeles Health Center. People who take it to lose weight may experience the following problems: headache, dizziness, fatigue, gastrointestinal problems such as diarrhea, constipation, and flatulence, stomach complaints, including nausea, vomiting, pain, or bloating. Of these, gastrointestinal problems are most common among people who are new to semaglutide, but side effects can be minimized by starting with a lower dose and gradually increasing it. The UCLA Health Center states that the FDA recommends the use of Wegovy for weight loss if one of the following criteria is met: a body mass index of 27 or higher, and at least one weight-related disease, such as high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, or high cholesterol. BMI is 30 or higher. However, they recommend avoiding the use of semaglutide for weight loss for those with history of medullary thyroid cancer, history of gallbladder disease, history of pancreatitis, multiple endocrine neoplasia syndrome type 2. The UCLA Health Center emphasizes that before using semaglutide to lose weight, you must consult a healthcare practitioner, and they will give the best advice based on the specific situation. If you have diabetes and are already taking other medications, it is advised to discuss acceptable combinations of diabetes medications with your doctor.